It's Tuesday, May 20th, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. A man and woman found dead Monday evening in St. Croix County. Federal drug convictions for a Minnesota man dealing fentanyl in the region. A new Allison Dairyland named, and a Rice Lake grad helps his ball team pitch a perfect season. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. Two people were found dead Monday evening in rural St. Croix County. The sheriff's office said a family member asked for a welfare check on a woman. The caller had not heard from her and was now concerned. Deputies went to a property north of Hershey near Wilson and Glenwood City and found the woman and a man dead Monday evening. Police also found a firearm at the scene. Family members told police the two knew one another. The nature of their deaths and incident were not released, but police said there was no threat to the public. No names have been released, and the investigation was active and ongoing. A jury convicted a Minnesota man on federal drug charges for dealing fentanyl in Minnesota and Wisconsin. The Department of Justice said 46-year-old Dimitri Wilson of the Twin Cities was found guilty Thursday of conspiracy to distribute, possession with intent to distribute, and distributing fentanyl while on pretrial release. Authorities were investigating the supply of fentanyl into the region, and Wilson was a person of interest. He was stopped by a Minnesota state trooper while traveling from Detroit to Minnesota. After a canine search, drugs were found in a hidden compartment in his vehicle. Police found a package of fentanyl weighing just under a kilogram and found other packages containing heroin, cocaine and fentanyl, and crack cocaine. The minimum sentence is 25 years in prison for Wilson, who was also convicted and sentenced by Minnesota on other drug-related charges. The federal case included the FBI, Wisconsin State Patrol, Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, and Lac-Courtier Tribal Police. Advocates for people with disabilities have concerns about changes to Medicaid. Bob Haig tells us more.
House Republicans late Sunday voted to advance the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which would extend President Trump's tax cuts while reforming Medicaid. Beth Sweden with the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities says many optional Medicaid programs could be eliminated.
And those are the ones that are the most cost effective because they're keeping people out of costly facilities and keeping them healthy and safe at home.
That's not the way Republicans are pitching the bill.
It's being sold as something to get able-bodied people who should be working into work. But less than 8% of the Medicaid population is people who aren't working and also don't have a disability or aren't a kid.
The Big Beautiful Bill faces an uncertain future in the Senate, where some Republicans say it will actually add to the federal deficit, and others fear Medicaid cuts will hurt working Americans. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A new spokesperson promoting Wisconsin agriculture will begin duties in July. Ann Magonsky with details.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has selected Sarah Hagenau as Wisconsin's 78th Allison Dairyland. In this position, Hagenau will work for the contract year as a full-time communications professional for DATCAP, educating the public about the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin. Hagenau was selected Saturday at the finals hosted by Crawford County and shares her vision for the upcoming year.
I have a genuine love for learning and being curious throughout all of life. I am so excited to bring this love of knowledge and this love of education to the role. Alice is an educator, and I think she educates best by learning herself. So I cannot wait to bring this aspect to the role. I also just have I'd like to think a very warm, bubbly personality that invites anyone in and allows them to speak to me. I cannot wait to invite more people into the agricultural story just by being a welcoming face and that trusted source of information so people know that they can, you know, come up and talk to Alice and have a great conversation.
Hagenau graduated earlier this month from the University of Minnesota with a degree in agricultural and food business management and a minor in international agriculture. She'll begin her term as the 78th Allison Dairyland on July 7th. She succeeds the 77th Allison Dairyland, Haley Heinzel of Oconomowoc, who will continue her current term until the transition in July. Hagenau also made history, becoming the first sisters to serve as Allison Dairyland. Her sister Ashley Hagenau was the 76th Alice. Marathon County was announced as host of the 79th Allison Dairyland Finals, set for May of 2026. I'm Amber Gonski.
Nearly 1,100 miles away from home, a former Rice Lake Warrior is helping rewrite the baseball history books in the Bayou. Adam Hutton with more.
Louisiana State University Shreveport just completed a perfect regular season with a record of 54-0. One of the key contributors on that team is a 5'11 lefty from the Northwoods of Wisconsin. Isaac Rohde graduated from Rice Lake High School in 2019. Now he's the ace of the Pilots pitching staff. The senior led the team with 14 wins, including 5 complete games, and has thrown 25 more innings than his closest teammate. Rohde was even called upon to secure the perfect season on short rest. After the starter went down just 6 pitches into the game, Rohde was called in on just 2 days rest to take over. He went 4 2/3 innings with 5 strikeouts, just 2 hits, and no runs allowed to pick up the win. Rohde says his coach didn't give him much of a heads up that he'd be taking the mound.
He didn't really give me much before. It was pretty much get ready to throw, and if we need you, we'll call you. And
thanks to KSLA for the audio. LSUS claimed the top seed in the NAIA playoffs and will host Grandview on Friday. I'm Adam Houghton.
And that's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.